From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. As you just heard from NPR's Howard Berkus, Thomas S. Monson, the president of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, died last night at age 90. He was at the helm of the church for nearly 10 years. And to talk about Monson is our religion reporter Lee Hale in studio now. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Good morning. How do you think Monson will be remembered?
Well, I think that he's been a staple of the Mormon faith for a long time. He's called as an apostle in the 60s, and people are just familiar with him. He's a storyteller. He always tells stories about going after a single person and helping them out and kind of doing a good turn. And that's kind of his tone. But, you know, the flip side of that is it didn't seem like he was ever super comfortable with being a worldwide leader in the sense of other prophets like Gordon P. Hinckley, for instance. He really liked focusing on individuals, and we didn't hear that much from him when it came to the national spotlight.
Well, I liked your perspective. We were talking earlier about his being a hometown boy.
Yeah, kind of he is. He's a Salt Lake kid. He likes talking about Utah football in high school. And, you know, when he talks to people, he wants to know what hometown they're from, if they're from here. So, yeah, in that way, he really was a Utahn. And maybe maybe because of that, he wasn't very global in some of his reach.
As many will know, there was a lot of speculation about his health and just his general faculties because he wasn't in public very much over the last few years. What implication did that have on the LDS Church and its members?
Well, he's been scaling back for a long time, but he's also never really had that much of a response to any of these public instances with the church. And, you know, for instance, the LGBT issues surrounding the November 2015 policy or ordained women, he never spoke out about those things. And so people had to kind of wonder what was in his mind. You didn't hear it from him. You would only hear from him in the general conference addresses, which were kind of very traditional and kind of scriptural-based messages. So, yeah, since in the last year or so, he stopped going to meetings entirely. But for a while, he's kind of been quiet.
I think one thing that a lot of young members of the church will recognize is that he changed the policy for missionaries.
Yeah, huge impact.
Yeah.
Sister missionaries, female missionaries can now serve at age 19. That was 21 before. And there was just a huge influx of missionaries serving after he made that announcement. And there still is a large number out there.
So the LDS Church is steeped in tradition in many ways, particularly with their sort of hierarchy, if you will, want of a better word. What happens next?
Well, the tradition is that the most senior apostle will become the next prophet, but it's not official until it's announced. That will be Russell M. Nelson. He's 93 years old. He's older than Monson was, but he's a former heart surgeon, and he seems to be in very good health. He's very active. I recently saw him bounding upstairs at a funeral for another apostle.
Okay, so speaking of funerals, any service details yet?
Not yet, but I'll be keeping an update today.
Okay, thanks a lot, Lee. That's Lee Hale, KUER's religion reporter.